Good.
All right, one second.
All right.
Hello, this is Major Colbert.
Hi, Major. It's Hal Foster. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, I lived in Kazakhstan for 8 years, so I'm an old buddy of Dave Bennett's.
Oh, good deal. Yeah, Sergeant Johnson said that you had spent some time there.
Yeah, a lot of time. I've been a journalist for a long time, and I spent 9 years in Japan and 8 years in Kazakhstan. Why don't we jump right into this, and let me ask you what you're doing there and how you see things going so far.
Okay. As you know, I'm the chief of the Office of Military Cooperation, so I'm involved with all areas of U.S. cooperation in the security and military sphere with the Kazakhstani Armed Forces.
Okay.
Step Eagle is, you know, the flagship exercise in the Central Asian region with RCENT and U.S. CENTCOM. So it's one of the main activities that I participate in through my office. It's one of the most significant areas of cooperation that we have with the Kazakhstani Armed Forces.
Okay.
So I'm here. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I'm here in Germany with them. I'm basically serving as their coordinator and cultural interpreter, I guess you could say, between the staff here at the JMRC and the Kazakhstani unit.
Okay. Do you speak Russian?
I try.
Okay.
They sent me to school to do it. I can get by. Yeah.
Did you come over with the Kazakhs or with American forces?
I came from Astana with the Kazakhstanis. I did not fly on
really?
I did not fly on their aircraft, unfortunately, but I was on the same basic flight route.
Okay.
They self-deployed this year to Germany.
Yeah, that's. Tell me about that a little bit, because I think that's new, right?
It is. If it's okay, I'll take a step back, and I'd like to just kind of go through a lot of the background
sure.
of this. As I'm sure you know, Step Eagle has been going on for 12 years now. It's
okay.
been a peacekeeping exercise, trilateral in nature between the U.S., the U.K., and Kazakhstan. And it's always been focused, like I said, on peacekeeping operations, and has always been conducted at Aliski Training Area outside of Almaty.
Okay.
Last year, they achieved a NATO Evaluation Level 1 assessment from NATO evaluators, which basically means that NATO considers them to be interoperable according to NATO standards.
In other words, they're as good as a NATO unit, is what you're saying?
No. I'm saying that they're interoperable with the NATO unit. They can work with the NATO unit, and their systems are interoperable. It's a little bit different from a level 2 assessment would be that they are as good as a NATO unit.
Okay. So, in other words, they've got equipment and everything else so that they could work with NATO, is what you're saying?
That's right. It's both equipment and systems. So their staff processes, what they're saying is that their staff processes would allow them to fall in on a NATO headquarters and conduct operations.
Oh, okay. All right, very good.
So basically at the conclusion of that, of the 2013 exercise, there was a realization that they needed to, the exercise needed to grow, needed to expand, and with the upcoming intention to deploy force on a UN peacekeeping operation. The ministry through the Chief of Defense, General Joseph Zakov, said that they wanted to use the 2014 Step Eagle as what they call this a deployment validation exercise. And the main goal of this year's exercise was not focused on the Kazbot battalion, but on the ministry's ability to deploy their forces outside of their traditional operating area.
So you call it this peacekeeping validation exercise?
Deployment validation.
Oh, deployment validation.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because what they're doing is they're using their own, they've used their own Ministry of Defense airlift assets. This includes two brand new C-295. That's a Airbus frame.
C-295.
Yeah, it's a twin engine transport plane that they just bought. They just received over the past year and a half from Spain. To transport all of their personnel and most of their equipment to Nuremberg, where they were picked up by JMR or USR assets and brought down to the training area.
And how many people did they bring to Germany from on those two planes?
A total of 150. And they had to make two lifts, so they flew the first 100 there, and then they flew back to Kazakhstan and came back out again to Nuremberg.
Okay, so
it was a pretty
150 later.
Yep.
Okay.
150, they brought all their weapons.
Mm-hmm.
They brought their own ammunition. They brought their communications gear. And, of course, all of their personal gear.
Okay. Is live firing going on? Are they doing live firing in Chef Eagle this year?
No, this is a maneuver range or maneuver area, so they don't really have live fire training facilities here.
Okay.
It's all force on force and maneuver based.
Okay. And how many U.S. and U.K. troops are involved in this one?
U.K. has about, hold on one second.
Sorry, Hannah, do you have the numbers on U.S. and U.K. personnel on the ground right now? U.S. 30 years ago?
Yeah.
Probably.
One second. I want to make sure I give you the right
okay.
Here.
Total.
Yeah.
The Arizona stuff.
We think it's about 160 U.S.
I wouldn't.
160 U.S.
And then
the
on the U.K. side. Approximately 10 for the UK.
Okay, and what are the exercises consisting of this year? I mean, what are you guys doing together?
Basically, right now they are integrated into a larger peacekeeping pre-deployment exercise that's being conducted here with a U.S. brigade. So they've been inserted into a brigade. They are conducting operations in a notional peacekeeping operation. And they are working. Their mission right now is patrolling and controlling a area beside an administrative boundary line (ABL), which is basically a border separating two sides of the conflict.
Ah, okay. So they're
patrolling.
So they're working a border area. What would be a border area then?
Correct. They are working on patrolling,
uh-huh.
Both mounted and dismounted.
Okay.
They're doing vehicle checkpoints,
personnel searches. Okay.
They're doing building searches.
Okay.
Yeah, and they also have responsibility for a population center, a town, and all the towns in the training area are inhabited by role players that are playing local inhabitants.
How many people in the town are roughly, do you know?
I think it's about 50 in that town, role players.
Okay. Sounds like the Nebraska town that I grew up in.
Probably has all the same amenities.
Yeah. Where are you from? What part of the states?
I grew up in Pennsylvania.
Oh, very good. Okay. Okay. How's it going? Tell me, they've been working with Kazakh. Units have been working with the U.S. for 20 years or so, right?
That's correct.
Not just on Step Eagle, but in other things.
Sure. Yeah, the cooperative program with Kazakhstan, the security cooperation program, has been going on since 1994 in a number of areas. So it's almost exactly 20 years. There's been a lot of development in terms of the depth and the quality of cooperation. We've seen that, you know, from the very narrow focus on peacekeeping, the ministry in general, Ministry of Defense, has broadened cooperation to include a wide-ranging professionalization program that includes the elimination of conscription, the growing of their NCO corps, and modernization of all their professional military education institutions. So that's exciting stuff. But here in Germany, it's a little bit of a different experience because, like I said, all the previous Step Eagles had been conducted in Illiski training area, which is a relatively small training area. So all the units that all the Kazakhstani units knew it like the back of their hand. There was no surprise. This is a very good opportunity for them to leave their comfort zone and insert themselves into an area that is not familiar to them, with a population that is not familiar to them, that speaks a language that is different from, you know, the ones that they speak in their home country. And it's a it's really probably the best approximation that they can get of picking up and deploying to a mission area, a UN mission area, and having to assume the responsibility for that, those tasks. The other thing that's a unique part of this one is that this is the first time that they're conducting the exercise at a full-up U.S. maneuver training center. And that, what that does is it brings a whole suite of simulations to include the laser engagement system, MILES, computer instrumentation, which allows them to get very quick feedback on their operations, video, map, all types of stuff like that. And it also has a great resource in the observer controller teams that follow them every second of the day, watch them, take notes, and are providing constant feedback. And previous exercises have not had, we just haven't had the resources to provide that level of observation and feedback.
When you first started talking, because I'm not being able to take notes as quickly as you're talking here, but you said this is the first. No, it's no problem. It happens. You said it's the first their first chance to take part. And what kind of a U.S. Their first chance to take part? And you mentioned a phrase there for a second, and I didn't get it down.
At a U.S. Maneuver Training Center.
In a U.S. Maneuver Training Center?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you know the name of this one? It's the Joint Multinational Readiness Center is the actual name of this training center in Hohenfels.
Okay. Joint Multinational Training Center?
Readiness Center.
Readiness Center. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I don't know if you've got a chance to do this, but could you drop me just a quick note saying what it is that center, I mean, you mentioned it to me quickly, but I want to make sure I get kind of a full list on that thing. Could you just drop me a quick email that says the Readiness Center is giving them these things that they didn't get before?
Sure.
Okay.
Yep.
I can give you my email address, or Josh can give it to you, either one.
Yeah, I think Sergeant Johnson already has it, so.
Okay, great. Okay. Well, this is neat. Are they getting any chance to have a little downtime and get into Germany and look around a little bit? Or,
well, I'll be honest, they are very busy right now. They're very busy with all the tasks that they have in front of them. But we're working to put together a cultural day at the very end, they'll at least have a chance to go see a real German town and do some souvenir shopping.
Oh, nice. Okay, let me just go. Okay. And this is it 10 days? What's Step Eagle this year? Is it 10 days, 2 weeks? What is it?
Today is the official exercise is 25 to 16, so it's about 21 days of exercise time.
Oh, okay.
That includes their deployment here, drawing equipment, prepping for mission, all the way through the end. So it's it really does do a very good job of simulating a real world deployment.
Okay.
And honestly, I mean the fact that they were able to get all of their people, you know, however many thousands of kilometers to where they needed to be at the right time, with all their stuff and all fingers and toes, has been a real victory.
Hmm.
A real accomplishment on their part.
They did a really good job of getting everything there then.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Hold on just a second, I'm gonna catch up with my notes. Okay. And how about the U.S. and U.K. Troops, how are they interacting with, other than the observers, you talked about people who were kind of following them around and taking notes and so forth and giving feedback. How are the U.S. and U.K. troops?
Okay, we have two basic sets of people. There are participants. So the Arizona National Guard, our state partners, are providing the platoon, which is about 30 some guys that are acting as a subordinate unit to the Kazakhstani battalion headquarters.
Oh, really?
So they are, you know, they're acting as a company underneath that battalion headquarters and are completely part of the scenario.
Hmm.
Now the other group of folks that we have here are coming from both RSENT and the Arizona state partners, and they are providing mentorship at the battalion level for the battalion staff officers. So basically they're, you know, observing as well as providing tips, advice, and best practices.
Okay.
So that's the battalion level. And then the Brits, they're here providing company-level mentorship.
Okay.
to the Kazakhstani company that is here.
Okay. So a lot of these guys are the Americans and Brits are sort of trainers and
yes.
And guides on this stuff. Then, huh?
That would be accurate, yep.
Yeah. And then, what does RSENT stand for, Arizona?
RSENT stands for Army Central Command, or Central, U.S. Army Central, sorry.
Okay.
I have a legion of RSENT people here correcting me.
Yeah.
U.S. Army-Central.
Okay, and where's it? Josh told me where it's based, but I've forgotten now.
They're out
of
Shaw Air Force Base, South Carolina.
Shaw Air Force Base,
South Carolina.
Okay. South Carolina. Yeah, I've actually been there. Okay. Okay. Anything else you can think of that? Any fun moments? I know this is pretty serious stuff and everything, but any kind of funny moments or interesting moments that you've seen that I could mention to add a little color to the story?
Well, I think there was an eye-opening experience when they first got started with their initial training lanes. There was a disturbance in a town, and they had to come in with riot gear and clear out the town. And the rioters, there was like 50 or 100 rioters that were, you know, throwing rocks and
oh, really?
kicking and all this stuff. So I think Josh can probably send you some pictures of what that was like. But there was a brief moment of shock. Maybe shock's not the right word, but of I guess stunned surprise that it was so realistic. And of course, they quickly adapted and then ran all the protesters off. So it was good training.
Well, it's actually good. I mean, some of this stuff has happened in Kazakhstan in recent years, as you know. So it's good. Okay.
Well, the thing is they're learning. You know, they're learning peacekeeping procedures. They're learning how to deal with these types of situations the way that you would expect a professional and well-trained force to react to those types of situations. So it's absolutely in line with their drive to create more professional forces.
Okay. Let me catch up on with my notes on this. That's really interesting that you guys. So this occurred pretty much right after they've been in that area, huh? They've been deployed to that border area. That you guys hit them with something pretty quick, huh?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. That is good training. Wow. Okay. Well, listen. I think I got enough. If I have another question or two, Josh? You're still on the line, right, Josh?
No. He's sitting beside me. Do you need to talk to him?
Okay. Just ask him if he would send me your email address in case I got a follow-up question or two that's basically small, so I don't have to bother you with another interview.
No, that's fine. I'm available if that's what I'm here for. So.
Oh, okay. But could you drop me your email address?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll have him pass it along.
Okay. And by the way, as long as I've got you here, you know, I'm now living in the States. Mm-hmm. I've got a family issue with my daughter, lost her husband, and I'm here, so I've left Kazakhstan, but I'm still doing a blog for Tengri News, and I'm still doing other kinds of stories about Kazakhstan for other publications.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've got a good story, once I get your email address, drop me a note and say, this is what I got, because Dave used to do that. He used to say, Hal, I got something here you might be interested in, and more often than not, he was giving me a story idea that I went ahead and followed through on. And so, for example, a couple of years ago, he had more Kazakhs going to the military academies in 1 year than they'd ever had before. I think it was 5 or 6 kids at one time.
Yep.
And I did a real nice feature story on those kids. And Google picked it up, went all over the world.
I'm not sure if you follow Vox Populi.
Uh-huh.
It's their the website. They just did a really nice photo essay on the kids that are at West Point.
Oh, good.
With about 100 pictures, and followed them around over the course of a week. It was really
That's
good
terrific.
Stuff. So I'm sure you'd be interested in taking a look at that.
Yeah, I know the kids, and you know, I met them, and the young lady. Was really the rock climber was really impressive to me.
Yep,
she's tougher than most guys, you know. She's really
okay.
Something. Yeah. Well, listen, thanks. I've enjoyed talking, and I'll be talking with one of the Arizona Guard generals tonight, my time. It'll be, I guess, early in the morning tomorrow, your time.
Yep, General Burke.
I'd like to try to get a hold of one of the Kazakhs, and then it looks like a pretty good piece.
Okay. Who do you want to talk to, the battalion commander?
Josh, I think, the Kazakh. Yeah,
yep.
The battalion, if he's willing to do it, yeah, absolutely.
I'm sure he would.
Okay, I'd love to.
He's my roommate, so I'll make sure that he is properly prepped.
Okay, terrific.
And motivated, of course.
Terrific.
Okay,
well, thanks a lot.
I'm going to put you back on with Josh real quick. So,
see if there's anything from him.
Yep, thanks again for taking the time to talk and get the story out. This is,
I'll give you guys a quick look at the story before it goes in. So we'll also do that.
Thank you very much. All right.
Okay, yeah, I just want to make sure everything's accurate.
Of course.
Okay.
This is Josh.
Hey, Josh, I just wanted to check and see if you had anything else. I'm going to be ready for the interview with the Arizona Guard general tonight at 8, my time.
Okay.
But
yep.
Is there anything else you got going?
That's it for now.
Okay.
And I'll try and get you time for the Kazakhstan battalion commander.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Okay,
and,
I really appreciate this. And when this is all over, let me write a short note to one of your bosses, a letter of appreciation or something like that, okay?
Sure.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
So I'll be back on the phone here at 8 o'clock tonight waiting for the general.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Josh.
All right. Yep.
Bye.
Bye.